this is a lot bigger than my Honda Civic. Let's go.
Tyler?
Oh, I'm sorry, was that yours? The junkyard for another dose of dangerous damage. Now, while we've been away, we've been dreaming up all sorts of ridiculous machines for our intrepid teams to build out of all this junk. And the winner of it all is going to walk away with the coveted trophy.
Over the next 7 shows, all this lovely junk is going to be fettled, fabricated, MacGyvered, and generally transformed into fiendishly clever machines of every shape and size.
Today's challenge is to build a monster truck, a thrombustuous, pulsating, big block, 5-ton hunk of junk. These oversized jumbo creations must complete a dirt course, littered with jumps and crush cars in a test of power and agility. The team that completes the course the fastest will be through to the semi-finals.
Intent on making the opposition come quietly are our boys in blue from Modesto, California, the Law Dogs.
I'm Tom, and I'm captain of the Law Dogs, and my teammates are Dave and Mike, and we are all members of the Modesto Police Department here in Modesto, California.
I'm Mike, and I'm from the Law Dogs. Typical day for us works as we come in, we answer calls for service, and we go out and catch bad guys.
I'm Dave. Between all three of us, I think we've got the necessary skills to pretty much build anything.
We've been trained to work on the street as a team. We can work well under pressure.
One thing is certain here is we're going to win.
Stepping up to unleash the Law Dogs is law-abiding monster truck builder John Seesaw. He runs and drives the Sudden Impact racing truck, and will be lending a hand to build the ultimate oversized cop cruiser.
Trying to outrun the cops in Penitentiary Orange are the Ghost Mountain Riders, renegade wrench heads from the High Plains.
I'm Scotty. I'm part of the Ghost Mountain Riders Motorcycle Club, and I'm captain of this team.
My name is Clark, and I'm a member of the Ghost Mountain Riders Motorcycle Club. It's a tight organization. We stand for each other. We stand with each other.
I'm Johnson, Ghost Mountain Riders prospect. And I'll tell you, the other teams, they don't have a prayer.
We're going to take those guys and just make them eat our dust. We're going to be the champions. We're going to kick butt. We're not going to take any prisoners.
Joining the gang is equally hairy ace mechanic Roy Hooser. He's the hog-loving, hard-riding chief builder of all the famous Bigfoot monster trucks and will be helping the Ghosties make a clean getaway.
Ghost Mountain Riders!
Yay!
Law Dogs!
Yeah!
Teams, listen very closely, because there's a monster lurking in this junkyard. I'm talking about a monster that's so powerful that it leaves nothing in its wake. But I don't want you to find this monster. I want you to build it. My challenge for you today is build me a glass-breaking, earth-shaking, no prisoners taken monster truck!
Yeah! Yeah!
But teams, the really monstrous part is that you have just 10 hours to make it, and your time starts from when the gonger gongs. Are you ready?
Ready!
Go!
So, it's off to their separate build bays for some briefing and some scheming.
Okay, guys, we're going to build a monster truck. The main things we're going to need: some big tires, the bigger the better, big axles, and a heavy frame.
We need a big engine, big cubic engine, preferably something with transmission already on it. That would make it a little bit easier for the build.
First thing is going to be the tires.
There would be probably not a lot of them out here, so we want to be sure and get them before the other team.
Okay. What's going to be our first priority?
I would say find a chassis.
Okay.
That way, when we're working on that, prepping that, you guys can be out getting parts.
The key word in any monster truck is big. First, big wheels. Both teams will want the biggest they can find to help them clamber over enormous obstacles. Next, a big engine. An everyday car engine won't do, so the teams will be after a big block to produce enough torque to turn the tyres and get them racing along. Next, a chassis. And guess what? A big one. Else it'll break when they take on those crushed cars.
Okay, guys, here's our shopping list for today.
Okay, guys, remember, we need, number one, big tires.
Our chassis. Axles. Tires.
Engine, transmission, and a heavy frame.
There is no shortage of facial hair in this challenge.
Did you see the police put their police-issue mustaches?
Totally, and then big hairy beard. I think we're going to have to grow something by the end of the day.
Let's go get it.
Going for that.
They see these lights, they're going to run.
So the scramble for loot begins.
All right, go, go, go.
Anything goes on the mean streets of the junkyard. Both teams can make off with whatever stuff they need for their jumbo trucks. The cops try breaking and entering.
While the biker boys scavenge some humongous tractor tires.
Not to be outdone, the cops collar some so big they need to call in backup.
Falcon Nest, we need help with a tire.
Biker Johnson resorts to dirty tricks and hides the law dog's ATV key. But he's caught red-handed.
You guys wouldn't know what happened to... anything happened to a key, did you?
Look where you sit.
Back to home base we go.
Those tires are really stacking up.
It's coppers versus choppers. Will the long arm of the law be able to reach further than the bikers can ride? Stick around.
Our two teams are busy building monster trucks, but will their plans go monstrously wrong?
Our badass bikers in orange, the Ghost Mountain Riders, are hoping tractor tires will get their jumbo truck rolling on race day.
Falcon Robin, I got tire number two. You copy?
Assistance on the way.
While the True Blue Radio Control Police Squad, the Law Dogs, are wheeling in huge 1,000-pound tires for their mechanical monster, they're on loan to Junkyard Wars and retail for $20,000 each. Their communication skills make them a well-oiled machine.
Northwest corner of the yard by the back fence.
Nest copy.
Robin and Nest, I have the third tire.
Priority, we need one more big tire and wheel.
Robin, I got the tire. We got number four.
We found it.
You what?
But the ghosties aren't quite as good on the walkies yet.
Come on back.
Scotty, we're getting a tire.
Yeah, how are we doing?
As quick as we can.
Johnson, Earth to Johnson, where are you?
I'm right here and I'm talking to you.
What's going on?
Well, Johnson's out there. He found another big tire for us. One of those, he is missing a hub, and we need to find a hub as well.
What is your plan as far as a vehicle goes?
Okay, our plan is to first get all the wheels and the axles together first. That's going to be the basis of it. Here comes Johnson. Look at him. Look at him. Who's that thing?
Okay, get it out of the way. Let's go get more parts.
I got to tell you, though, Johnson. You got to watch your speed. There's cops all over the place.
I know. These guys are unreal. They're thick as thieves. Thieves? Did I say that?
All right. Give this man plenty of room. Plenty of room.
The small tires on your average family car can't drive over anything much bigger than a skunk. The bigger the tires, the bigger the object that can be mounted. The Ghost Mountain Riders have found some 5-foot farm tractor tires. For their monster, they'll need 4 of them attached to a Super Duty chassis. They'll have to make absolutely sure that they all match, or they'll have a wobbly truck on their hands. Add a big old motor and they'll be in business, ready to crush cars like there's no tomorrow.
Hello.
Hello, Law Dogs. How are we doing?
We're doing good.
Are we quite happy about this challenge?
So far, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're ready for it. Yeah.
And have we fashioned some kind of a plan?
We're working on a chassis as we speak.
That's the end of the plan, is it?
That's the beginning.
Wheels?
That's the beginning. We have 3 wheels.
With the frame.
Their radio chat sounds so professional, doesn't it?
We've had a little practice at this.
Have you? Because I heard somebody talking about the nest.
This is the nest. Right, this is the nest, and my two associates is Falcon and Robin.
Why?
And this is Big Bird.
Big Bird, because he's the one who knows the score.
He's the Big Bird,
Falcon
right.
and Robin, because they're out getting little bits to
gathering,
feed the captain with.
Yes, gathering things
it
for the nest.
Makes perfect sense.
Right. Right.
So tell me about your what's it going to be like?
That's what we're going to use, the military chassis.
The military chassis is good because it's built to take a few lumps and bumps.
Yeah, a lot of abuse. It's real strong and sturdy, and it has all the components basically already bolted in.
The Law Dogs have unearthed a World War II-era military chassis from an army cargo truck. It's battle-scarred and missing a lot of parts. What it does have is a super-strong frame, perfect for absorbing the shock of driving over crushed cars. Their engine will fit in easy and link up nicely to the chunky military axles. They'll need to chop off the last set of wheels, though, so they can bolt their fat tyres in place, and then they'll be good to go.
And is it possible in 10 hours?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we feel pretty confident we're going to be able
to. That's funny, because that's what the opposition are saying as well.
Who? Is there another team here that's doing something?
We saw some guys in orange suits, I think.
I think they're criminals. No.
From the Honor Farm?
Is it true that here orange means that's what the colour that criminals are dressed in?
Yes, it is.
And what is it with moustaches and cops?
I'm not sure. It's just kind of comes, you know.
I
it's
thought
there.
You must have done, like, deep psychological profiles and you found that that is the facial look that puts most fear into the criminal.
And we all look alike that way. It was the officer with the moustache. Oh, okay.
Huh? You hit the gold mine. Covered up, concealed carefully. Guys, we need your help out here again. We need your help out here again.
The Ghost Mountain Riders have got lucky in the junkyard. They, too, have scooped a heavy-duty chassis from a military transport truck.
The lads use strong-arm tactics to force it out of hiding.
We busted the cable!
Oh, shit. It's all smash and no grab. Hardly the quick getaway they'd hoped for.
Rock and roll, Gary.
And they could get busted for driving like that.
Burning daylight, boys.
Uh-oh, looks like a pileup has stopped the ghosties in their tracks.
Push it up.
Okay.
With the Ghost Mountain Riders wasting time stuck in a jam, the cops keep the traffic flowing. They've speedily dug their chassis out of the junkyard. The disciplined team pulls together, and it's a police escort all the way back to base.
Why don't we leave this right out here and start torching the junk off? Okay. That way we don't clog up a worker.
All right.
Modern monster trucks can do amazing things thanks to their computer-designed innards and 1,500 horsepower engines. Even though they weigh as much as a fully grown elephant, they can do one thing an elephant can't. Though sometimes things don't work out quite as planned. The craziness started in the late 70s when a slightly wild four-wheel drive enthusiast called Bob Chandler got big ideas and even bigger tires. Bob just kept going large, and today his trucks are not only the originals, but still the very best.
Tyler.
Who better to be our judge and separate the high rollers from the low riders?
This looks good.
I know it's still early in the game. Have you got a favorite?
The Law Dogs, they started with the whole chassis. They're so far ahead as far as that is with this whole chassis that from what I see in the back, I believe the Ghost Mountain riders are pulling the whole chassis in. So they saw what's going on next door, and I think they're trying to catch up.
Well, these already have tires on it. Why not just use the tires that are already on there?
That's not a monster truck. You got to put big tires on monster trucks. Yeah, these are tractor tires on the Ghost Mountain Riders, but the what they've used over here in the Law Dogs is actually a farm implement tire. It's made for a fertilizer spreader. They're the standard for monster trucks nowadays. It'll be wider, so there'll be less chance of that truck rolling. They have more flex to them than the tractor tires do, so they'll absorb some of the rough terrain.
The Ghost Mountain Riders are so frustrated they've taken the law into their own hands and are daring to cut our junkyard apart to let their chassis through. Johnson gets a bump start. And Scotty gets a little carried away.
I'm one! I'm one!
Just a touch of power steering.
Here we go! Come on, Scotty!
We're clear of the first set. Keep going.
A superhuman effort, and they're home.
We're in Fat City. Go all the way home with it.
The Ghosties may be in Fat City, but the Law Dogs are in Doomsville. They've tracked down an enormous Cadillac engine in a hearse, but can they resurrect it in time?
Yeah, it does. I mean,
it's got points.
It's a point system. It'll be easy to hook up. Looks like before they parked, they put some good new wires on it and stuff like that.
Teams, if 7 is your lucky number,
Then you'll be happy to know that you've got 7 hours to complete your machines.
I'll put Robin on it. Fires, we'll know we'll be somewhere in the Robin, gas in the battery.
Go ahead, fire up.
It's a hearse. It could be dead.
Go ahead.
Wisely, the boys decide to give it a try before they cut it free.
Yeah!
Back from the dead indeed.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Alright.
Falcon Nest.
Nest, go ahead.
We got a motor, buddy. It runs good.
Yeah! Copy that. Good job.
The Ghost Mountain Riders are chasing a motor, too. They found the place where old engines come to die. Okay, so they're spoiled for choice. But the engines have seen better days and are missing parts.
They've taken a gamble on a sporty 350-horsepower Ford engine from a muscle car.
Okay, go for it. Easy. Easy now. Easy.
I'm easy.
Go. We got her.
It's a steal, but it'll take ages to fix and get running. The Ghosties had better get busy or they could be going nowhere.
Easy, Johnson!
The Law Dogs have a frame and huge tyres locked down. But out on the beat, the hearse engine they need is resisting arrest. The two patrolmen call for backup.
Falcon Nest, come in, Nest.
Go ahead, Falcon.
We're going to need the Nest and Big Bird to help us out.
Copy that, we'll be on our way.
It's a whopper, but as it's from a hearse, it's not exactly designed for racing. What it lacks in finesse, it makes up for in brute power. An awesome 375 horsepower.
Let's just nurse it up and back a little bit.
Their zero-tolerance policy works, and the engine gives itself up after a brief struggle.
I don't know what to make of this, you guys. You guys are pulling a very live engine, I hope, out of a very dead hearse. Is that
yeah.
right?
That's exactly it.
Why go for a hearse engine? Why not one of the other engines that's around here?
It came out of hearse, so it makes it really cool because we're going to kill them.
Win or lose here today, because anything can happen, but some biker, some way, somewhere down the road will pay.
So if you're the biker who gets pulled over by these guys, if they lose, God help you.
Old habits die hard. When the cops come across an illegally parked trailer, they tow it. Johnson's not amused.
How is it you get two trailers and we have none?
We found it.
Found it?
We found it.
Finders keepers.
Well, we were scrapping the caddy. How are we doing over here?
While back at base, Roy and Scott finally take a tire census and realize they've got an odd selection.
I've got one here.
I've been looking at their tires and they don't actually all match. Yeah, and there's a load more tyres out there that they haven't even clapped eyes on.
Really?
But they say that they're going with these ones. I'm sure they'll work.
Yeah. I was over there talking to the Law Dogs, feeling, you know, really insecure about the lack of facial hair.
What's
so
thing?
I had this made up so that I would fit right in. All right, buddy, pull it over.
Very good. I'm almost confessing.
That's not going to work.
With time ticking on, expert Roy's worried that their mismatched tires could make their truck unstable.
But if we can get, you know, more rubber on the ground, mm-hmm. we'll be better off. The single skinny tire is not too bad, but if we can do the extra ones, especially on the rear, you know, we might want to talk about leaving the single ones on the front just to make it a little easier to steer.
The Ghost Mountain Riders are in trouble. Their tires are nice and tall, but are also skinny. Their truck could end up being very narrow, and there's a danger that it'll fall over sideways during the race, leaving them stranded in second place. The solution Roy's come up with is to find a set of duals, double tyres that are used at the back of really big tractors. They're like two regular tyres bolted together and will act like bicycle stabilisers to keep the truck upright. With the single tyres on the front, the Ghosties will have the best of both worlds, a stable truck that's easy to handle.
We're going to need some help out here, Bubba, going to need some help.
On our way.
The Orangemen rip up the yard with their customary manic intensity and uncover a mighty set of duals. Now they rip it up some more as they roll them home. How did they miss these the first time around?
They're nice and wide and should make the Ghosties' vehicle much more stable.
Listen up, teams. You have 5 hours. 5 hours to finish your monster truck.
Back at the precinct, the Law Dogs are bouncing along. Well, actually, they're not. They've decided to lose weight by cutting all the springs out of their truck. This means they'll have no suspension at all and will be relying on their soft tyres to cushion their ride. Stiffening posts go in to stop the rear end wiggling like an eel at speed. it could be a rough ride.
Over the wall, the Ghosties have come up with a crazy suspension plan that just might work.
It'll be pushing up on that and it'll be pushing down here.
The suspension on a military truck chassis spans all four rear wheels. When the two rearmost wheels are lopped off, the suspension springs dangle uselessly out the back and the suspension stops working. The Ghost Mountain Riders have designed some clever spring hangers to solve this problem. They'll hold the springs in place and hey presto, full bounce is restored. The advantage is that they'll have a smoother ride over the rough parts of the course, which should mean they have a quicker run, not to mention less sore butts than the Law Dogs.
Well, doing everything we expected her to. The front sitting down on the pad's nice. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's still hot.
Time's a-wasting, teams. You have 3 hours to finish. 3 hours, teams.
In with the Law Dogs, it's high time to transplant the hearse's huge heart into its new body.
Got it?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, right there. We got motors.
Because you know what I reckon?
What's that?
I reckon the Law Dogs have got it in the bag this time.
Why's that?
Because they've got four of these fellas, which I have to admit are quite heavy.
Uh-huh.
And they've got their engine that they've had running, everything.
That's the problem. They have everything and they have it too soon. So I think the riders are going to come back and really give them a run for their money. They've got the tires, they've got the chassis, the cab, and a renegade spirit that they think is going to carry them, kind of like I'm carrying you, all the way to the finish line.
So you're going with them, huh?
Oh, yeah. Why, are you going with the cops, Goody Two-Shoes?
I'm afraid I'm going with the cops.
Okay. It's getting late, and the Ghost Mountain Riders are racing to catch up. Their engine looks ready.
Well, the training fluid's coming out.
That's natural.
But there's a catch.
Man, that thing's heavy. I need a pole or something. No, clock, no.
Their tranny is bleeding to death.
There's a hole in the tail housing of this transmission. Now, since we got a problem with the linkage here, too, we could probably find another transmission.
With a hole like that, the transmission is trash. It's back to square one.
So what about over here on the Ghost Mountain Riders? What are your thoughts there?
Well, the Ghost Mountain Riders have a long way to go. They haven't started their engine. They don't have the engine in the truck yet. They got the transmission off of the engine because they had a problem with the transmission. So they've got a long way to go, and I really kind of doubt that they're going to get it done.
You know, you got one of your boys.
Well, Roy, the Mountain Ghost Mountain Riders is my ace mechanic, and he is a perfectionist. I think that might be part of his problem. He likes doing things just so.
The perfection's kind of not what we're going
not
for.
Not what here. We're going for here, that's, no. That's for sure.
Delegated here what we're going to go get.
In the comparative calm of their build area, the Law Dogs administer some liquid medicine.
Yeah, if it's a long course.
Fine tune. And get ready to restart their ticker.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Woo! That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of your engine work, and I brought you a little gift to celebrate.
All right.
A nice new chair. Well, not new, but at least it's darn safe, and you'll have a nice, good ride in it.
It looks comfortable.
John?
It would be an honor.
I'll present this to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Capitan.
Center.
Captain, are you feeling comfortable?
We're comfortable. We're in good shape. We made a game plan, and so far, the whole crew has just done falling into place, and everything's going together really well.
The Ghost Mountain Riders are over there going, man, they got that thing running.
It's a little bit of a psych, yeah.
You trying to psych them out?
Oh, they've been doing it to us all week, so it's a little payback.
Time to get them back.
That's right.
Two teams are trying to build monster trucks. Right now, their machines are only at the mini stage.
It's got to line up here.
The Ghosties are still working like madmen to get their freshly scrounged transmission in place.
There we go.
Time is ticking away, teams. You have 2 hours.
Johnson goes loco to get the wheels ready, but time is running out.
No, that's looking pretty damn good.
Hey! Look at this!
Look at this.
We got more pieces parked.
It's birthday time.
Birthday time.
We thought,
he's ripping.
It's mine, isn't it?
It's yours. You can do with it what you want.
I got it. I'm taking it with me.
Now you did it.
A little bit of a rethink on the design there.
Yeah, no. This is cool. I like it right here. This is comfy.
So come and talk to me. Come and tell me how things are going over here.
Things are actually going fairly well.
Are they? I mean, you've got only less than a couple of hours left.
No, I need 25 minutes.
Now that I just plain don't believe.
I'm sorry, I'm with her.
No, I know. But seriously, are we going to get done?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm adding up time and jobs to be done, and it sort of, the jobs seem to be longer than
you
the time.
You underestimate the power of the Ghost Mountain Riders.
Does it all come together at the last minute?
Well, you gave us 10 hours. Why would we only want to use 8?
You have to realize something. We're on ghosty time. Okay?
Is that like an Einstein universe where it all expands?
Sort of, yeah. Maybe occasionally, you know. There's real time and there's ghosty time. We're still on ghosty time.
Oh, God. I'm so much more worried than when I came in here.
Ghost Mountain Riders.
The Ghost Mountain Riders unleash the insane and awesome power of the dark side, and ghosty time begins. Egads, they've spawned a monster. It's a superhuman effort.
We're going to see if this thing's going to move.
Be right there.
Back in the real world, those level-headed law dogs are testing their precision controls.
Okay. It moves.
That works.
Works a little bit too well.
It was supposed to be in park.
Well, it certainly didn't look like it was in park the way it took off on us. Okay, I think brakes would be important at this point.
Not that kind of brakes.
I'm pleased to report a tone of utter hysteria in the Ghost Mountain Riders camp.
They seem completely crazy.
Doolally.
Yes.
Absolutely doolally. They've got nothing done, but they say they're still going to finish in the next hour.
Doolally? I think you've got a problem. Check your temperature, woman.
Doolally?
Never heard of it.
Ah, bonkers.
Oh, okay.
Blimey.
There we go.
In fact, you know, they tagged me.
I see that.
It's quite a lesson in team dynamics today, isn't it? And I'd hate to say it's playing to types, but the cops have been organized together.
Straight.
They've done good radio chat. They've done good teamwork.
This is called the nest.
The nest. I mean, they had a name for it.
This is called the mess. You know, like, have you seen the floor in there?
It's all horrible. It's really horrible.
It's really two teams that started here and then just diverged like completely.
Well, the cops didn't. The cops were like linear and the Ghost Mountain Riders were just all...
Yeah, I mean, they just went off in completely different directions, and you can see what happens is that the law dogs have really come together, and they've got an actual monster truck to show us.
I know.
And the Ghost Mountain Riders don't.
Okay, then I'll hand it up to you.
There is still one last job that the hasty ghosties have overlooked. As the light fades, it's time to shoehorn their untested engine into place.
Okay, we need to put across...
This is a precision job, but the bikers are relying on their eyeball engineering skills. If they're even a half inch out of line, their monster could shake itself to bits.
God, even my 260 pounds ain't doing it.
It's brass tacks time. Where are you going to put your money?
I think the law dogs. I hate to do that, and Roy's going to hate me for it, but they have the most of the truck is together. They're going to have all the bugs out of it, and they've got a good set of tires. But anything can happen. They could break an axle and lose right from the beginning, so we don't know. We'll have to see that tomorrow.
With the judge on their side, the law dogs turn their attention to the safety roll cage. Its job will be police protection, and it'll stop them being squashed like bugs if their truck rolls over during the race.
You're liking that helmet, aren't you?
In goes the lazy boy.
Just like home, huh?
One last team effort.
No, come on.
Almost there. A little more.
No, okay, we're good. The lug nuts are on the inside of the frame.
Yeah, right. Okay, ready?
Okay, yeah.
This is no time to be spinning your wheels, teams. 15 minutes.
Not to be outdone, the ghosties get their huge tires on too.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Okay, bring her down, son.
They play it safe with a roll cage of their own. and it finally looks like a monster truck.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Teams, put down your tools.
Yeah!
Go and get some rest, because you're going to need it, because tomorrow we take these monster trucks on the course. Later.
Will the Ghost Mountain riders get their motor running in the tractor-tired truck of doom?
Or will the law dogs make dog chow of them in their bouncy-tired army truck with the heart of a hearse?
We've come to this dirt-filled arena in Ventura, California, to race our truckin' monsters.
The teams will have to race around an S-shaped course with two giant bends and a long, fast straight. Along the way, they'll encounter various obstacles, including some mud jumps and these crushed cars. It's 3 laps apiece. The fastest single time will be the winner.
As usual, we've given the teams 1 hour to tinker and make those all-important last-minute adjustments.
The law dogs give their cop car the final official touches. But the ghosties show that they, too, have a flair for decorating.
That's it. Almost like friction tape.
Yeah, this is painter's tape.
There's 3 laps, three different drivers. Mm-hmm. Have you figured out who's going to be driving and in what order?
Scotty here is our captain. We're going to let him lead off and show us how it's done.
What's going to be the bit that tests your machine the most?
I think the cars are going to be the most difficult. It's going to be a matter of aiming to get over straight.
Yeah.
I fully intend to totally clear the cars, so they won't be an issue at all.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's sure. The way around it. Absolutely. So you're up second?
No.
No, we need to
be
last.
Second.
Right.
No. I will be last.
Are you looking forward to driving this piece?
Yes, but he needs to be last because he's the breaker, you know.
When it's is all, he?
Yeah.
I had a funny feeling that might be the case.
Well, you know, it's not that I actually intend to break the machines. They just happen to break under extreme usage.
So how are things looking over here?
Great. We are ready to go.
So have you talked about who's going to be driving and who's going to be first?
Got that all worked out.
Tell me the plan.
Dave, a.k.a. Robin, goes first.
Robin.
Robin is going to leave the nest and be out on track first.
Who's next?
Falcon's up second.
Falcon. Right.
Falcon and will fly away.
Okay. And then number three?
Big Bird's driving at home.
So you're relinquishing your right to drive.
Somebody
this.
Has to watch over these guys, so okay. I'm going to be handling from the pits.
Right.
And I'm going to organize them. So.
So it's Falcon, Robin, and Chicken?
Pretty much, yeah.
We've asked Bigfoot to come and show the teams how it should be done. Top driver Dave Harkey takes Bigfoot over the cars and really lets it rip on the jumps. He's going to be a hard act to follow, but then his truck wasn't built in 10 hours. Nice driving, Dave.
Tell me what it's like to drive this beast.
Very exhilarating. Can be rough. Lots of fun. As the driver, you're very busy. Both hands are working all the time because the front and rear both steer independently from each other.
Right.
So I actually steer the front end with the steering wheel with my left hand, and I always keep my right hand right on the gear shifter because I have to shift the truck, and mounted to the gear shifter is a little electric switch that I steer with these two little fingers.
Oh, really?
Steers the back end.
My favorite thing that you do is when you kick it up into a wheelie and then it just drives along like a tidal wave. Talk me through that maneuver.
When I first learned to do it, it took forever to do it, but it's all in timing. You got to time when you're going to hit the ground to get back in the throttle to bring it back up. And then you do it a lot like a motorcycle. You just sit there and work the throttle and just walk it out. As much room as you got.
And what about the bit that monster trucks are more famous for is the driving over cars bit?
The only car I really worry about is the car that's in front, because I don't plan on touching the rest of them. But if you got a ramp, you don't really worry about it. Just line up on the ramp and go for it. You want to be sure you're centered in the car to get both tires on the car to hit.
Right, because if you don't, then you're in danger.
Then my boss gets mad and I scuff the paint.
Has that ever happened? Have you toppled it?
Unfortunately, yes. One time, It was a racing situation. Went into a corner and got two inside tires up off the ground, and they just didn't want to come back down. Now, normally when that happens, you can steer into it and work the throttle and drive yourself out of it. But that time I was inside and I didn't have any room. It just fell over.
Right.
But one thing I got to say, I have to credit to the guys back at the shop. I have never gotten hurt in one of these trucks, thank God. But they've been good to me.
The course is a cruel test over bumps, lumps, jumps, and a precarious run of squashed cars. The teams each get three runs and will have to field a different driver for each turn. Victory will quite simply go to the fastest single lap time.
Tails.
Heads.
Heads. Heads.
We'll go second.
The Law Dogs win the toss and let the Ghosties run first.
Good luck.
Okay, well, first.
A nervous-looking Captain Scotty is first in the hot seat.
Ghost Mountain Riders, this is your first run. Wait for the horn, then hit it. And he's off to a gentle start.
Look at that rear suspension work.
I'm excited again.
The suspension's working fantastically well over the bumps, and steering's tight enough around the first bend.
Now, what does he do here?
All he's got to do is line up the set of cars and go straight over the top, which he is doing very well.
Oh, that was nice and clean.
He did great, yes, sir.
Scotty's safely over the cars, and now he can just let her rip.
Go!
He's got his pedal to the metal. It's down the home stretch. A really, really good run.
Much better than I expected. Much better than I expected. Especially for a first truck out, it's a perfect run.
I think we might have a new Bigfoot driver.
There you go.
Be careful.
I guess.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Kathy, the time that we've got, just so you know, Bob has got 47.16.
Very respectable time. I mean, we've obviously not got a lot to compare it with, but 47.16 seconds.
Pretty good. We'll see. That's the number to beat now.
What do you think?
He started out perfect. He started out nice and slow. He was the first one on the track, so he went over the moguls nice and slow to where he could feel it. He lined himself on the cars perfectly, went across the cars without a problem, and slowly picked up speed to the finish line. I think it was a perfect run.
I tell you, these guys, he looked like an absolute pro coming around
there. Yes, he did good.
First up for the Law Dogs, it's Dave.
On the track, we have the Law Dogs.
Yeah! Come on, Dave!
And Dave's definitely quicker off the line and straight into those bumps like a hungry pit bull. The steering's tight and he lines up nicely on the cars. But it's a rough ride with no suspension. Ooh, he's gonna be sore tomorrow.
33 seconds.
Go, go, go,
go,
Dave! Dave is squirreling a little down the home stretch, but he's going for it.
That is amazing.
Kathy, the official time from our judge is 46.97.
That is so close.
Let's go meet the hero.
Let's go meet the hero.
I really thought he was a little slower than that coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
He really seemed to pick up speed as he came off the car and just around that curve.
Around the curve, yes. And maybe because he's more stable with the big tires on, I don't know. He did a good, it was a good race.
And it must be a confidence thing where, you know, once you've gotten over those cars, they just feel like, okay, now I'm in control of this thing.
I'm sure that's a challenge for these guys. They've never done it before. So, yeah, once they're across, then it's a driving, you know, down the road. So
your general impression of that first run for the Law Dogs?
That was a great run for them, too.
It's as close as can be, but Dave's run puts the Law Dogs ahead by a whisker. That's enough for now. Playing catch-up for the Ghost Mountain Riders, it's Clark.
Come on, Clark!
Go, Clarky!
Wait for the horn!
Ooh, that's pretty rough ride.
That was a nasty little bump there.
He's like lightning around that first curve. Clark's cutting in like a pro. Man, that was quick!
Good job.
That's looking good.
The official time from our judge
is 42.01, much faster.
Wow. Wow. That's 5 seconds off.
It is. That's nice. A big difference.
Oh, yeah, he deserves kisses.
Go give him one then.
From you, I meant.
Yeah!
All right. Now you got a time to beat, Johnson.
Yeah.
They really blasted through that one. It looked slow, though, when they started.
I know,
started.
It looked slow, and he really bounced over this first, the second mogul. Fine. And he actually got air as he bounced off the
car nice.
Over here. And from that point on, I think he had his foot to the floor, because he came around and was picking up speed all the way to the finish line.
It's up to you, Captain.
But what's this? The Law Dogs are changing their game plan.
Law Dogs.
Yeah. Law Dogs.
We changed our tactical plan.
Oh, really? What's the plan now?
I'm going next, and then Mike is going to finish up. Because since Roy isn't driving, we thought we'd take our professional driver. He wanted to sit out.
Oh, really?
So he's our technical advisor.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be the
three amateurs against
three
each other.
Three amateurs against the three amateurs.
Well, that's a very brave move.
Straight across.
You're a brave man.
So with the professional driver sitting it out, Captain Tom's up for the Law Dogs.
Let's go, Nest!
He gathers his thoughts.
And he's off with the siren blaring. The first bumps don't frighten him.
He's coming faster, though, here. Definitely faster.
He's tooling over the cars, and he's almost off.
A little rough on the cars, but...
That's going to cost him some time.
Yes, definitely.
You had some time on him on that turn.
Get your hand on that stopwatch, Bob, because this is going to be close. Real close. Man, that was unbelievable.
That was a great run.
That was some great speed. Run, I was worried over here.
Yes, he hit the cars crooked, and he went off the side a little bit.
You're the man.
Talk to me, Tyler.
The official time is 39.10.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Junkyard Wars and our monstrous truck race. The Ghost Mountain Riders are getting ready to take their last lap, and their life depends on it.
It's neck and neck. Johnson must beat Tom's time of 39.1 seconds, or it's all over for the Ghost Mountain Riders.
What amazes me after two runs, Bob, is how well these machines are holding up.
Amazes me, too. It's junk parts. You know, why is it holding together? I don't know. But so far, it's been great.
Yeah! Did we do it?
39 seconds, buddy.
39!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Good job, Tom.
Good job. The Nest came through.
Very good.
The Nest almost missed the car.
Yeah. Talk about nerve-wracking.
I know.
Oh, man.
It's all up to last driver Johnson. He has to win to stay in.
Open her up and let her go. This is run number three.
Everything's hanging on this final run.
Johnson is off like a rocket. He opens her up, and right from the start, he's catching air over those bumps. Johnson's fast, well ahead. He's approaching the cars. Oh, and he's missed them. But he's still going like a bat out of hell. It's easily the fastest time.
It was a very quick time, but yeah, I don't know if the judge is going to have something to say about the fact
that... Yeah, we'll see what he says about coming off the cars.
The legal way they've got to hit the car is with both front tires have to hit the cars. If they come off a side after that, that's fine. But he hit the cars with any tires.
The replay clearly shows he failed to mount the cars with both front tires.
Because Johnson did not go over the cars at the beginning and he came off the side, the run is going to be DQ, disqualified. Oh. So the Law Dogs are the winners.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah! Hey. Yeah! Good job, guys.
Good job.
Yeah, that was a good run.
You guys made a good call.
Yeah, that was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys made a good call.
Yeah.
Ghost Mountain Riders in the skies.
Fly so farewell then, Ghost Mountain Riders.
You can see I'm sailing by if you try riding high.
Oh, well. You did good.
You
you come on down.
Let's go, Sam. Let's just go.
Congratulate him.
Yep.
Hey, good job, guys. What a blast. What a blast.
Yeah, it was great.
Job,
excellent.
What a ball.
There you go, Dave.
This is a beautiful thing, seeing law enforcement and men in orange coveralls coming together.
Because there's no losers on Junkyard Wars, just teams that didn't win. Champagne for you, but we've got really, really special champagne for the winners. Where's our Captain Tom?
Yeah, Captain.
Captain.
Captain, open
Captain.
It up.
Captain.
Here we go.
And that's the only time you're going to do that to us.
You gave it such a good run, and the Law Dogs really gave you guys some times to beat. They were flying. What do you think of what they did?
They did a super job.
Great job.
Good time.
Great job.
And a good bunch of guys too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they really.
Yeah, they still had to beat two good times, and they did.
Yep.
Yeah. They did. Just good guys.
Good people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
We feel good about that.
Captain and Tom, the winning run.
Tom,
yeah, lucky. I got lucky on that. Captain Tom, who wasn't even going to drive.
You know what? Exactly. We're changing his name now.
What, officially to Nest?
No, to Eagle's Nest.
Because
he was flying today.
It was a team effort all the way. Yeah. These guys were great. Yeah. Building that thing.
If you thought that was a blast, we've got more where that came from on the next Junkyard Wars. Yeah!
Coming up on Science Night, we'll go deep inside the Cheyenne Mountain to America's Air Defense and Control Center, a triumph of engineering. Superstructures are...